Shalom, everybody. At the end of Parshas Noach, we hear about the story of Migdal Bavel. The Torah says that the people of the world gathered to build a tower, and we hear how Hashem disrupted their plan by mingling their language and causing them to disperse and to settle in different lands in the world. This whole episode is very challenging to understand, and for this brief FMT, I would like to focus on the very beginning in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. The Torah introduces the episode of Migdal Bavel by saying, Vayehi chol haaretz safa echas udvarim achadim. The whole land spoke the same language and they said the same things. What exactly does that mean? Most Mefarshim understand Safa Echas to mean that everyone spoke the same language. But that's very hard to understand. When Hashem dispersed everyone and they started speaking different languages, how did that happen? People just started speaking different languages just like that? It wasn't completely chaotic? And not only that, in the last perek, in Perek Yud Pasuk Hey, the Torah says that people then began dividing Biartzosam Ish Lil Shono Lemishpachosam Begoyehem. People began dividing into different nations and different languages. And the Torah says that again in Perek Yud Pasuk Chaf and again in Perek Yud Pasuk Lamed Aleph. They already began speaking different languages. In fact, there is an opinion in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Megillah Perek Aleph, which says that Safa Echas Udvarim Machadim means that they spoke 70 languages already before the story of Migdal Bavel. So what's going on here? People were divided, and when they were divided, did they speak one language or many languages? If they spoke one language, what does it mean in Perek Yud when the Torah says that they spoke different languages? And if they spoke many languages, then what happened with Migdal Bavel? They were dispersed into different languages? These questions are asked by the Torah Tamima, Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, who died in 1941. The Torah Tamima says that both are true. Everyone spoke their own national language, and they also spoke one language, Lashon HaKodesh. And in order to cooperate and to build the tower together, they all agreed to speak Safa Echas, one language. And when Hashem mingled their languages, he caused them to forget the common language that they all had spoken, and they were all still able to speak their own native language. That is the Torah Tamima. But what does Dvarim Achadim mean? And what's the difference between Safa Echas and Dvarim Achadim? The Ibn Ezra, Rav Avraham ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1167, says that Safa Echas means that they all spoke Lashon HaKodesh. But Dvarim Achadim means that usually, even when people speak the same language, different people have different vocabularies, different dialects, different expressions. However, in this case, says the Ibn Ezra, they all spoke Dvarim Achadim, they all understood each other. There were no gaps, no vocabulary changes in terms of dialects, etc., etc. That is the Ibn Ezra. Many other Mefarshim, including Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, also say that Safa Echas means they all spoke one language, but they say that Dvarim Achadim means that they all had the same plan, they were all on the same page. But then we have another question. What's the matter with everyone being on the same page? That's Achdus. Don't we always strive for Achdus? The Netziv Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who died in 1893, says in his Perush on the Chumash HaMek Davar that this kind of Achdus was not natural. It was not organic. It's impossible that every person from all these different nations would be on the same page thinking the same Dvarim Achadim. Rather, says the Netziv, people were not allowed to think different thoughts. This was a totalitarian state where Achdus was mandated, where different kinds of thoughts were not only frowned upon, but punishable by death. In fact, the Netziv says that it was this environment and this thinking that led to Avram Avinu being thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. That's hinted to at the end of our parsha. The kind of Achdus with Migdal Bavel, the kind of Achdus of Safa Echas Udvarim Achadim is really no Achdus at all. It's evil. It's a nefarious sort of Achdus. And Hashem had to intervene and to divide the people so that kind of oppressive false unity could be abolished. And we, today, are working hard to create the real, the true kind of Achdus that Hashem wanted to teach the generation of Migdal Bavel. There is nothing wrong, and there's everything right with different communities in Kal Yisrael to speak Lashon HaKodesh, but also to speak different languages, to have different cultures, to have different local histories. And still with all these differences, and with all the welcome differences of opinions, we are all still one people, one nation. A nation that is unified, serving Hashem because of those differences, with those differences. That is the kind of Achdus we are striving for today. Have an amazing day, everyone!